Steve Lutz is on the line with us. Coach, thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What was this little run like for you at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, getting in and beating the OVC conference tournament champ there in Dayton, and then having to play Alabama? What was that experience like?
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was good. I mean, anytime you get to the NCAA tournament, you know, you win a game, whether it's a first four game or a first round game or, you know, Sweet 16 game, I mean, it's a heck of a deal. So, you know, obviously we were excited about it, and especially considering the fact that we had lost our point guard in the championship game of our conference tournament. He's, you know, arguably one of our best, if not our best players. So I was proud of the guys. There's no questions about it.
What does it say, Coach? I know now you're at Western Kentucky, and we'll get to that in just a minute. Now this is 2 16s have beaten a 1 when it had never been done. It's now happened twice in 5 years. What does that say about, I guess, the landscape of college basketball these days?
Well, I mean, it obviously shows that things are changing. You know, I mean, it's with the transfer portal and you know, NIL and these kids just moving around so freely, you know, it makes it hard to have an older team and to have a stable roster. So, you know, in my opinion, besides the fact that the balls were way too aired up, I think that the 16s had a little better chance this year to win games, just because if you had an older team or you had a team of older transfers, especially, you know, you give yourself an opportunity to win, because experience, you know, plays a huge, huge role in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. I think something else, a little trend, I don't have the numbers on it, but it's just my observations, and I took those observations in my head and picking out my brackets, and I made sure to, in fact, I think I picked 2 winners out of Dayton to win another game. I feel like every year teams have been able to start something with a victory in Dayton and let that continue on into the tournament, and it has played out again this year, and I know it didn't work out for you guys, but is there something to maybe getting that extra game in where you can maybe keep that momentum going and continuing?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you get a win, you get confidence, right? I mean, and that's the hard thing about, like, obviously I was in the Big Ten before this and being in the Southern Conference. When you win the league and you get the double bye, I mean, you're sitting there for a few days, and then you play your first game, and you're a little bit rusty. So, I mean, people would always talk to me about, were you disappointed you weren't a 16 seed? Were you disappointed you weren't a 15 seed? I'm like, first of all, I was just excited to get into the tournament. Anytime you get in the tournament, you shouldn't complain. And then, you know, you start, you know, splitting hairs between the play-in game and the 16 seed. I thought that Dayton was fantastic. The people there are great. It's a great venue. The fans are loud. It's a big-time NCAA experience. So, you know, for you to be able to play that game and then obviously win that game, I thought it was really good. Now, with that being said, you go from playing on, I think we played on Tuesday night at 5:15, and you jumped on a plane at probably 11:30 at night and landed at 12:30, 1 o'clock. You got to your hotel, you know, Wednesday morning at 2 o'clock, and you're playing Thursday against the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament on Thursday at 4 or 5 o'clock. That part's not fair. Like, that's yes, not right. Now, and I said this in my press conferences, I also understand when you're the, you know, 64th, 3rd, 5th, 6th, 8th, whatever seed you are, and they're number one, they get every advantage there is, and they should. But it's not fair to the kids to travel like that and then play. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah, I could definitely say
that. Beat them in Birmingham, too, didn't you? I mean,
yeah, in Birmingham.
Yeah, we went from Dayton to Birmingham. I mean, you know, I mean, and again, I'm not complaining.
Yes,
I'm just saying, to go from Dayton to Columbus, that's an hour and a half drive. That's not a bad deal. You're done with your game at 8, you get on a bus, you know, you're there at 10 o'clock, you get a good night's sleep. But when you roll into Birmingham at 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, then you got to play on Thursday, it just makes it tough.
Yeah, not a far trip for them on that either.
Exactly, yeah.
We carry your games here on these airwaves. Why was Western Kentucky the right fit for you, Coach, moving forward?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's a really storied program. I mean, they've been to a Final Four. They've been to Sweet 16s. I mean, everyone, for the most part, has had success here. And people care about basketball here. I mean, you know, this area of the country, basketball means something. The Kentucky State Tournament, the Indiana State Tournament, I mean, you know, Tennessee State Tournament, like, those are well-attended events. They're big time, and so people love their basketball here. And, you know, obviously I am from the state of Texas. I've been down there a little bit, you know, during my career, and basketball's not quite, you know, at the top of that priority list. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys and the Texas Longhorns football, that's where it's at. And,
I've heard of them, yes.
And last time I checked, I coach basketball, so I like to I like to have some support.
I see.
It's something about Friday Night Lights, too. I don't know. There's something about that one, too. I think there's a big deal
no
in
doubt.
Texas.
Not exactly,
yeah, no
you
doubt.
Know, the Hoosiers movie down there. I got you.
Yeah.
Justin, go ahead.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about the move to Conference USA. And, you know, obviously coming out of the Southland Conference, and there seems to be a conference hierarchy. And is that still a real thing, Coach? We know the selection committee seems to think it's that way, where, you know, where this is a two-team conference or a one-team conference. Or how do you feel about those kinds of things as far as who gets into the tournament and who determines who's good and who's not?
Yeah, you know, I think there's ebbs and flows to all these leagues, obviously. I mean, Florida Atlantic's still in the Sweet 16, and they're, you know, out of Conference USA, whereas, you know, the place that I was, you know, prior to A&M Corpus, Purdue, you know, they were a number one seed and they lost to a 16. So I think there's ebbs and flows to it. But the Power Five football, because of that, in my opinion, and people have to categorize leagues and different things like that, then they want to do the same thing to basketball. And I don't know that it's always fair, nor it's always equal in basketball, right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, I get it in football, but in basketball, there's a lot of parity. And there always has been, and that's what makes the NCAA tournament fun, right? But, I just don't know. Conference USA has been a good league historically, and I think it will continue to be a good league. But much like the transfer portal, I don't like the transfer portal among all the conferences either. So I'd like just to get some stability and some direction and stick with it.
How has NIL affected some of the smaller programs? We always talk about, you know, the big guys, but has it had an effect on some of the programs that maybe we don't hear every day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, NIL is just going to continue to change what we do, whether it's football, basketball, or women's volleyball. Or it's just going to continue to change the landscape of things. You know, it used to be about relationships and recruiting. It used to be about needs and wants in recruiting. And now those things still, you know, play a part in it, but there's also the financial aspect in it. And especially at the lower levels, guys, where you don't have guys that are, you know, NBA prospects, and I'll use Alabama as an example. Brandon Miller, he's going to make $1 million within the next five months, right? He's going to be in the NBA. He's that good. Well, who cares really if you make $100,000 in NIL or $150,000? Because you're about to go make, you know, $5 to $10 million. So it's small change. But when you get in those lower levels, and these kids aren't going to make that money, well, now $5,000 or $10,000 or $50,000, that's a big deal to them. And excuse their thinking a lot of time, in my opinion. The recruiting's become much more transactional, you know, just based upon the money in NIL.
Coach, I know you've only been on the job a few days here, but I wanted to ask you about coming down here to Nashville for recruiting. And, you know, obviously this is already a pretty packed neighborhood down here between Vanderbilt and Belmont and TSU and Lipscomb and MTSU. How much time do you plan to spend down here in Music City and some of the high school gyms?
Now, are you talking about down there for recruiting, or am I just coming down to Nashville? And, I didn't understand the question.
I'm sorry, sir. Recruiting, sir. Recruiting.
Be more specific.
Coming down to scout kids. Yes, sir.
Hey, I plan to be down there as much as I can in both respects, guys, in both respects. No, but I mean, you chase the kids, right? And obviously the younger classes, like the 24 and 25 classes down in Nashville, are pretty darn good, or in Tennessee in general, but as is Kentucky. And I'm not that guy that feels like I need to get on a plane and go to Florida and recruit, or Texas and recruit, when I can get in my car and drive down to Nashville, you know, hour and a half away. So I'm going to be down there as much as I can, getting the best players that I can. I know that.
Coach, that Brandon Miller kid you brought up, Nashville. The kid for Furman that hit the three to beat Virginia, Nashville kid.
Yes, sir.
Hillsboro High School.
Yeah, if you can get them from your own backyard, there's no reason to go across the country. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. So just through your basketball eyes, Coach, as we wrap this up, you've seen a lot of these teams. What do you like? Who's somebody you're watching? How much of this do you watch? Are you going to watch the tournament all the way to the end?
Yeah, normally I'd watch every game. But because of, you know, our run, and because of, you know, coming over to Bowling Green and taking the job, I haven't really had time. Like,
sure,
if I didn't have the TV on this morning, I probably wouldn't even known that it was Thursday and that we were going to have games tonight. Right? But that's just kind of the way it is. I'm more concerned with, you know, making the Hilltoppers great and trying to get my roster stabilized and trying to bring in some new talent. And I am watching UCLA against Gonzaga at 11 o'clock at night, you know. So normally, though, man, I love it. I'd sit on my couch all day Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and just watch games, because, you know, this is the best thing in college athletics, the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Well, I'll say this. You definitely have picked up on this area. You were spot on. I grew up in Lexington, Kentucky. I've been here in this area for 25 years, and you're right. This whole area is a basketball hotbed for sure. There's no doubt about it. So everything you've been told and your observations are 100% correct, and they are very passionate about their basketball in Bowling Green, Kentucky. We wish you nothing but the best. We look forward to talking to you down the road. Thanks for doing this, and welcome to this area.
Yeah, sounds good, guys. Thank you so much, and anytime. Anytime, I'm easy to get a hold of.
All right, well,
thanks, Coach.
We'll do that, Coach. So that is Head Coach Steve Lutz. He is Western Kentucky's new basketball coach, and he came over from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, who he was there for 2 years, and he made the tournament in Dayton both years at Corpus Christi. So looking forward to talking to him more. That was fun. That was a lot of fun.